Self-custody crypto cards. What changes when you hold your own keys? The collapse of FTX in November 2022 erased $8 billion in customer funds overnight. Users who thought their crypto was safe on the exchange became unsecured creditors in a bankruptcy proceeding that is still ongoing. Self-custody crypto cards exist because of events like this. They let you spend directly from your own wallet while maintaining control of your private keys. The trade-off is real. Self-custody cards have lower cashback rates, charge gas fees on every transaction, and offer no customer support if you lose access. Whether the sovereignty is worth the cost depends on how much you hold and how much you trust centralized exchanges. Custodial versus self-custody. With a custodial card, you deposit crypto into an exchange wallet. Binance, Crypto.com, Coinbase, Bybit. The exchange holds your private keys and you spend from a balance in their internal database. The exchange converts crypto to fiat when you swipe. With a self-custody card, your crypto stays in your own wallet. MetaMask, Safe, Solflare. You control the private keys. The card connects to your wallet via smart contract authorization. When you swipe, an on-chain transaction executes the payment. Factor self-custody custodial asset control. You hold private keys. Exchange holds keys. Bankruptcy protection funds are immune. You are an unsecured creditor. Seizure resistance. Only you can freeze assets. Exchange can freeze anytime. User responsibility. You must secure seed phrase exchange handles. Security. Recovery. No customer support. DIY. Email. KYC recovery gas fees, 0.001 to $2 per swipe. No gas fees, transaction speed, 230 seconds, chain dependent. Instant, off-chain ledger. Cashback, typically 1 to 5% up to 4 to 10% with staking tiers. Self-custody trades, convenience and rewards for financial sovereignty. The right choice depends on how much you hold, how much you trust exchanges, and whether you can handle seed phrase management. The five leading self-custody cards. Gnosis Pay runs on Gnosis Chain, EVM Layer 1, using a safe multi-signature wallet. You can configure your safe to require one of one, single owner, up to 3 of 5 signatures. This means even if your phone is compromised, an attacker cannot drain funds without your second signing device. When you swipe, a spending module on your safe account executes an on-chain transaction. Stablecoins, EURE or USDCE, are swapped for fiat via liquidity pools. Gas costs about $0.02 per transaction, $24 a year at 100 monthly swipes, up to 5% cashback through their OGGNO staking program. Available in EEA plus UK plus Brazil. Recovery. If you lose one signing device, your other authorized signers can remove the lost key and add a new one, fully on-chain. The main limitation is that you are restricted to Gnosis Chain assets, which requires bridging from Ethereum or other networks. Solflare card runs on Solana with a standard seed phrase wallet. Solana's 400 milliseconds block times make this the fastest self-custody card available. Transactions settle before the merchant's terminal finishes processing. Gas is essentially free, 0.00 files per transaction, about 0.60 year at 100 monthly swipes. No cashback rate is defined. Rewards are points-based. Available in UK plus EEA. The trade-off is no redundancy in the security model. A standard seed phrase wallet means if you lose your seed phrase and your device simultaneously, funds are irrecoverable. Solana has also experienced network outages lasting 4 to 48 hours, during which your card is declined. MetaMask Metal Card, built by Consensus on Linea, ZKEVM Layer 2. 3% cashback on the first $10,000 annual spend, then 1%, $199 year annual fee. 0% FX fees. Available in EEA plus UK. Expanding to US. The distinguishing feature is optional Ledger hardware wallet integration. In hardware mode, private keys never leave the Ledger device, providing air gap security even if your computer is infected with malware. Software mode uses biometric signing on your phone. Gas costs about 0.10 per transaction, $120 a year at 100 monthly swipes, making it the most expensive self-custody option for gas, but competitive when the 3% cashback is factored in. Tria Cards uses account abstraction, ERC-4337, across multiple chains, Ethereum, Base, Polygon, or Bitrum. The signature tier offers 4.5% cashback at $109 a year, while Premium offers 6% at $250 a year. The key security feature is social recovery. You set up 2 of 3 guardians, family or trusted contacts, who can collectively recover your account if you lose access after a 48-hour security delay. This eliminates the lost seed phrase equals lost funds problem while maintaining self-custody. Gas varies by chain. About 2105 on Base, 0110 on Polygon, $15 on Ethereum mainnet, rarely used for small purchases. Available in US plus UK plus EEA. Bleep MasterCard uses multi-party computation, MPC on Base and Polygon. Your private key is split into 3 shares, one on your phone, one on Bleep's server, one on your backup device. Any 2 of 3 can sign. 2% USDC cashback, 0% FX fees. MPC recovery is seedless. If you lose your phone, initiate recovery from your backup device. Bleep validates your identity via biometrics and KYC documents, rotates the lost device's key share, and assigns a new share to your replacement device. No 24-word phrase to write down. Gas costs about 0.05 to 0 nomos per transaction, 72 L a year at 100 monthly swipes. The trade-off is that Bleep holds one of the 3 key shares. In a pure self-custody model, no third party holds key material. MPC is a middle ground between full self-custody and custodial convenience. Security comparison card model. Key storage. What an attacker needs. Recovery method. Gnosis Pay multi-sig. 2 of 3 devices. 2 signing devices. Other signers rotate keys. Solflare. Seed phrase. Single device plus paper device or seed phrase. Import seed to new wallet. MetaMask. Seed plus hardware. Ledger device. Hardware plus PIN. Restore to new ledger. Tria smart account. 2 of 3 guardians. 2 guardian colluders. Guardian consensus. Bleep MPC. 2 of 3 key shares. 2 key shares. Biometric plus KYC. Reset from strongest to weakest security. MetaMask plus ledger. Air gapped hardware. Physical attack required. Gnosis Pay multi sig. Multiple devices on-chain auditable. Bleep MPC, 2 shares required, but 1 held by company. Tria social recovery, requires guardian collusion. Solflare seed phrase, single point of failure. What you gain with self-custody bankruptcy immunity. When FTX collapsed, users became unsecured creditors and have recovered 10-30 cents on the dollar after 3+ years. With self-custody, your funds are on-chain. If Gnosis Pay the company disappears, your safe wallet still exists and you can spend via any other interface that supports safe modules. Seizure resistance. Governments can force exchanges to freeze accounts. Canada froze protester accounts in 2022. Coinbase froze Tornado cash-linked addresses. With self-custody, no one can freeze your on-chain wallet. The card issuer can only disable the card itself, not your funds. Protection from rehypothecation. FTX used customer funds for proprietary trading. Celsius used deposits for high-risk DeFi. BlockFi lent to Three Arrows Capital. All went bankrupt. With self-custody, your assets cannot be lent without your explicit permission. What you risk with self-custody. Permanent loss from user error. Writing down a seed phrase incorrectly, losing a paper backup in a fire, or dying without an inheritance plan means funds are gone forever. Metal seed storage, fireproof, waterproof, multi-sig with family members, and dead man's switch services, Casa Covenant. Mitigate this. No customer support. Forgot your password on Coinbase? Email reset. Lost your seed phrase on Solflare. Funds are permanently inaccessible. There is no phone number to call. Smart contract risk. Approving a malicious smart contract drains your wallet. Sending tokens to the wrong network loses them. Bridging errors can trap funds and contracts. Stick to single network cards. Solflare, Eaches, Solana only, and never sign transactions you do not understand. Gas fees by network, network card, AVG, gas, swipe, annual cost, $100 MO. Solana, Solflare, 0.05, $0.68. Gnosis Chain, Gnosis Pay, 0.24 base DAS, L2. Bleep, Tria, 0.672 Linea, L2. MetaMask, 0.10, $120 Ethereum, L1, none, impractical. 2 to 10 cents, $6,000 Solana cards are 200x cheaper than Ethereum L2 cards for gas. No self-custody card runs on Ethereum L1 because $2 and $10 per coffee is not viable. Breach case studies. FTX collapse, November 2022. FTX used customer deposits for proprietary trading through Alameda Research. 8 buy in user funds, frozen. Users became unsecured creditors, recovering 10-30 cents on the dollar after 3+ years. Self-custody card users, zero impact. Funds remained in user wallets throughout the collapse. Celsius Network, June 2022. Celsius offered 18% APY on deposits, used customer funds for high-risk DeFi strategies, and froze withdrawals when Terra Luna collapsed. 4.7 buy in customer assets frozen. Self-custody users holding funds in safe wallets, unaffected. No central authority could freeze their withdrawals. Ledger Connect exploit, December 2023. Attackers compromised Ledger's JavaScript library, injecting malicious code into dApps. Users who approved transactions during a 2-hour window had wallets drained. About 600K in losses. Multi-sig users, Gnosis Pay, were largely protected because the malicious transaction required 2+ signatures. Custodial exchange users were completely unaffected since they never interact with dApps directly. This case illustrates that self-custody introduces smart contract risk that custodial models avoid entirely. Solana network outages, 2022-2024. Solana experienced 8+ network outages lasting 4 to 48 hours from bot spam, validator bugs, and congestion. During outages, Solflare cards were declined at merchants. Funds were not lost, just temporarily inaccessible. Custodial cards, Binance, Coinbase, were unaffected because they use off-chain ledgers. Single-chain self-custody cards have liveness risk. Multi-chain cards, Tria, MetaMask, provide redundancy. Cost-benefit analysis scenario. $5,000 month spending, $60,000 year bar, card model cashback, annual fee, gas fees, net value, Coinbase, card custodial, $2,400, 4%. $0 to +$2,400, Bybit card custodial, $1,200, 2%. $0 to +$1,200, Tria signature, self-custody, $2,700, 4.5%. $109, $72, +$2,519, Bleep, self-custody, $1,200, 2%. $0, $72, +$1,128, MetaMask, Metal, self-custody, $800, 3% or 10K cap, 1% after, $199, $120, +$481, Gnosis Pay, self-custody, up to $3,000, 5%, $0, $24, $1,076, Gnosis Pay, and Tria Signature are the two self-custody cards that compete with custodial options on raw cashback. MetaMask Metals 3% cap at 10K annual spend limits its value for high-volume spenders, though the 0% FX fee adds value for international use. When to choose self-custody? Self-custody makes financial sense when you hold 10,000 plus in crypto. Exchange bankruptcy risk increases with account size. Spend 3,000 a month. Gas fees become negligible as a percentage. Or live in a jurisdiction with capital controls where exchange access can be revoked overnight. Custodial is the better choice when you hold under $5,000. Exchange insurance may cover losses at small amounts. Are new to crypto? seed phrase management is high risk for beginners, or spend under $1,000 a month, gas fees eat into rewards. A hybrid approach works too. Use a custodial card, Coinbase at 4% cashback. For daily spending, keep large holdings in a self-custody wallet, safe with hardware signers, and use a self-custody card, NIST's Tria or Gnosis Pay, for large transactions where sovereignty matters in Maj.